Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Not to mention the Keystone Sports app, where all of our Penn State coverage is right there at your fingertips. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle here, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. We're talking some Penn State football. Couldn't really do that without getting into the Tommy Stevens, Sean Clifford situation. So we'll break that down in a little bit. We are going to continue our player profile series a little bit later in the show. John McGonigal from the Center of Daily Times, who was out in front of the Tommy Stevens situation, is going to join us to talk about, you guessed it, Tommy Stevens. And then ask Greg your Penn State questions, probably featuring Tommy Stevens.
I was going to say, I bet most of the questions are about Tommy Stevens, if I had to guess.
And, you know, as much as you don't want to beat a dead horse, I think it's worth continuing. And besides, we didn't really get a chance to talk about this situation.
No, we were robbed of that opportunity.
We were deprived of that opportunity. Ross, Andy, and Bob did get that chance late last week, but it's worth continuing because it remains the story around Penn State football. So let's get into your first reaction. I mean, we'll build from there. Your first reaction at this stage of the spring to hear that a potential starting quarterback is decided to transfer.
Well, you know, the first thing I would say is that we've talked a lot about these transfers, and 9 times out of 10, they're guys that weren't going to play. And we're looking for, or weren't going to play, either we're not going to play much, or we're not going to play as much as they wanted to. And so they were looking to see if they could go elsewhere to try and ramp up, you know, their opportunity to get snaps. And I don't know if that's the case here necessarily, but, you know, you look at what Tommy Stevens' dad said to the Center Daily Times, you look at what he said to The Athletic, and, you know, the one thing that really jumps out to me, Dustin, is that he kept mentioning the NFL, the NFL, the NFL, the NFL. It just kept coming up over and over and over again. And he's not wrong. And if that's the way Tommy sees it, which I'm sure it is, he's not wrong. You know, if you are going to sit behind a guy for 3 years, and he's not a guaranteed draft pick. Don't get me wrong. One of the best quarterbacks Penn State's ever had, if not the best, and a tremendous college quarterback. But I do think there's some validity to the fact that if you're going to sit behind a guy who's not a guaranteed draft pick for 3 seasons, and then, you know, you're not guaranteed a starting job, I can see where the Stevens family's coming from. I can also see where James Franklin's coming from, where he's like, no way I'm going to guarantee you the starting job, not after you didn't do much this spring.
So that's where my mind first went. And as you know, you tend to do with these things, you overanalyze a little bit. And we'll get into, you know, the depth chart implications of all this, because there definitely are some. It goes beyond the starting quarterback of Sean Clifford, regardless of how you feel about him. I think you have to look at the whole depth chart and what this means. But more recently, I was thinking more in terms of, number one, last year at this time, when Tommy Stevens is considering a transfer, what was said to Tommy Stevens to keep him around? It wouldn't be the first time, obviously, that a coach maybe sold a bill of goods and wasn't in position to guarantee anything,
right?
But maybe came close to doing that at the time, right? So if Tommy Stevens comes to James Franklin this time last year and says, coach, I'm considering pursuing another opportunity, what do you think James Franklin said to him? You will be our guy next year, barring disaster?
Yeah. You just wonder if that's what was said, or if something was implied along those lines. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind Penn State wanted to keep him. Here's the question that we'll never have the answer to, though. If Tommy Stevens is healthy last spring, is he still at Penn State right now and then leaving Penn State right now?
Hard to say. Same for this spring.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, he actually said he took a little bit of offense to people talking about his durability and things like that. And, you know, he made note of the fact he's never been hurt up until the issue that popped up last year, and that he'd never missed a practice in high school, yada, yada, yada. That's all fine and well. But guess what? The last 2 years are the ones that people are judging you by. And he's, and you know, it goes back to the whole thing of getting to the pros. It's just a make or break time for that discussion. And if you're not going to be on the field, you're not going to make it there. So I don't think there's a bad actor on either side of this. Right. Do I think Penn State probably promised some things, or maybe not promised, but strongly implied some things? Yeah. Is there any doubt, though, that those things, no matter what was said, are hindered when you can't compete for a pretty long stretch of time? Yeah, I think that's the case, too. So, you know, both sides, it's a little bit unfortunate that it worked out this way, but I don't think there's any question that both sides are going to appreciate this moving on in the end. I mean, does it put Penn State a little bit behind? Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. I don't know. How much, this was the question I asked the other day, how much more do we know about Tommy Stevens as a Big Ten starting quarterback compared to what we know about Sean Clifford as a Big Ten starting quarterback? Do we really know that much more? No.
To me, it's 100% equal.
Right.
We know just as much about Sean Clifford as we do Tommy Stevens, because we didn't really ever see Tommy Stevens playing a true quarterback role.
Right.
So to go back to it, so they have this conversation last spring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sort of forecasting in my mind, fair or unfair, this is how I'm viewing it. And what seems to be the case, just judging by Tom Stevens' words of saying that they could have handled some things better, some things rubbed them the wrong way. What seemed to me was throughout this spring, as Tommy Stevens is limited and he's doing what he can and all that, it would seem to suggest to me that they never really had this talk before James Franklin said after the blue-white game, it's going to be a true competition.
Right.
So it seems like a seed was planted last spring, and I get it. I think if I'm a coach, I'm painting a very, very rosy picture for my potentially leaving backup quarterback too.
Right.
And then just judging by the Stevens side of it, maybe the new expectation wasn't relayed until the spring, and they learned about this situation by his blue-white game press conference.
Right.
There's also the one-on-one meetings that probably were to the same effect, I'm guessing, and probably didn't go all that well.
Right. Well, I'm sure the one-on-one meeting was probably that would have been I can't imagine that there's been, you know, James Franklin's probably certainly had some tough conversations during his head coaching career. I have to think that was probably up there among the toughest ones, because I'm sure Tommy Stevens entered it with one thing in his mind. James Franklin entered it with another thing in his mind. And look, I do not believe for a second that James Franklin said, nope, well, John Clifford passed you. Guess what? You're out of luck. You should go play somewhere else. That's not how this played out. I do think, though, that James Franklin said, look, John Clifford had all the Citrus Bowl backup reps. He played in the Citrus Bowl. And he really has done everything, we assume he's been healthy enough to do everything since that point in time. Tommy Stevens hasn't been. Look, I said last week on this show that I didn't think it sounded like Sean Clifford had made up any ground in this race, but clearly I was very wrong, because it was definitely a case where Sean Clifford, with everything he's been able to do over the last few months, had put himself in position to win this job. I think we knew that, but to me, I thought Stevens was a little bit further ahead. But the thing that ultimately comes down to, the root of the problem is, it doesn't matter if Tommy Stevens was still a little bit ahead. It matters if Tommy Stevens felt like he was not going to have his best chance to win the job at Penn State. It seems like that's the case, so he's going to look to do that elsewhere. Again, I just don't know where it's going to be. You're just going to walk in and start right away. It's not like he has a bunch of game film, and some of the film that's out there, it includes one of the worst interceptions I've ever seen, which was the Michigan interception last year. So, you know, and the whole transfer thing, it creates other problems, right? So there's a Tommy Stevens at Rutgers or at Illinois or whatever program he ends up at. It was probably strongly implied that the quarterback job was going to be his. How does that impact your locker room when this guy comes in? And of course, he's going to be, he's expecting to win the job too. But, you know, this stuff kind of, it's interesting how this all plays out. You know, Miami's an interesting deal right now too, because Tate Martell's not winning that quarterback job. But Justin Fields, you can assume he was promised at Ohio State. And guess what? They're down the one scholarship quarterback now besides him because of it. So bringing in transfer quarterbacks, yeah, they can boost your national championship chances. They can also really impact the dynamics of your locker room.
And who is transferring for the right to be a backup someplace else?
Right, I mean, yeah.
Nobody's leaving one destination for another to be a higher profile backup, so to speak. So it kind of speaks to the whole issue there. And yeah, it's a tricky deal here at Penn State, and I don't blame Tommy Stevens for wanting to move on. I'm not a big fan of the timing of it, just because I don't know how many options he's really going to have. I also don't blame James Franklin for – I'm sure he told Tommy, like, the scenario we wanted was for you to be rewarded for the loyalty you showed to the program.
Right.
However, the responsibility I have to the program is to put the best quarterback on the field. And as we sit here today, I can't say for sure that it's you, because we haven't seen you
right.
in, I don't, eight months. And Sean Clifford has done everything, everything right during that time.
Right.
And the other thing is, what message do you send to your locker room? You kind of hinted at this. If a kid who comes in, handles first team reps, very, very well, establishes himself as a potential leader type, works hard, does all the right things, and then you're just going to say that the door is closed to competition there. This whole program, and James Franklin says it again and again and again,
right.
is built on open competition. So there would be a definite hit. He couldn't really win either way, but there would have definitely been a hypocritical message if Tommy Stevens were just given anything in this situation.
Yeah, and that's really the root of the problem, you know. You can't pitch competition and then at the same time not have it. And James Franklin's quote, I wish I had it in front of me. There's not enough time for me to do the whole Google trick and go get it. But, you know, what he said after the spring game was pretty interesting. He said, Tommy's injury put us in a tough situation. We're going to have a true competition. There's going to have to be more of a true competition, I believe was his words. We don't have that saved and ready to plop in today either. Are we doing a James Says today? Or
no, I think we tackled that one last week.
Last week, okay,
yeah, good. He hasn't spoken since the last Franklin speak, so.
Yeah. But yeah, so I just think that, you know, it was a little bit of brutal honesty from James Franklin, which was, how can we, because, you know, it was asked a good question. Have you decided to name your starting quarterback yet?
But what if he told reporters that before he told Tommy Stevens that? What if that is one of the things, and that's what I'm, I don't know about assuming, but that's how I'm reading it between the lines. That's what the Stevens side was upset about, is that it seems like that conversation wasn't had with them. I don't know that it would have changed anything, right. but that was what I interpreted as being
I can definitely see that. Yeah, I hadn't thought about it that way, but certainly I could see that being the case. And truthfully, it's just a tough spot all the way around. James Franklin talks about this often, which is the fact that he wants to honestly answer questions so that obviously the media can report on them, but also because fans, you know, want to hear what he has to say and take his word for it, and taking his word is truthful, but it can be put you in a hard spot sometimes. I think he knew, you know, there was no coach's care of him. There's no other availability, you know, unless he wants to, he won't talk to the public again through the media until Big Ten Media Days in July. So I think he wanted to truthfully answer that, and here we are.
Nobody's going to forget about it between now and then. Quick, your 10-second take, Brian Bresee committing on Tuesday. Got to be Clemson, right?
Yeah, I don't see any way around it. Penn State, I don't know if they did necessarily anything wrong. I just think Clemson is the defending national champs. They have a lot of good defensive linemen, and
yeah,
they win today because of it.
At that position, it's hard to argue against Clemson. All right, we're going to move on, take a quick break, continue our player profile series, starting with Taquan Roberson, speaking quarterbacks. Come up after this.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today. Hey, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.